Philip Patrick. He is the Divisional Vice President for SEIU Local 517M. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming on the program. Tell us what SEIU Local 517M is, what you do there, and how many people you represent.
Well, Local 517M is a union that has approximately 10,000 members. We represent state employees. About 50% of our organization is state employees, public employees, and about 50% of our organization has school, local government, municipal employees as well.
Now, something that your local has been involved with is the story about the state of Michigan is about, you believe, to give a big bank the green light to take more money, as you worded it, out of unemployed workers' pockets. J.P. Morgan Chase debit card contract is about to be extended despite state employees' call to end an estimated $1 million a year in user fees. Talk about the story.
Yes, Michigan has paid approximately $830,000 already to Chase Bank to administer unemployment debit card system. And so with that, they've charged fees to unemployed workers that range anywhere from $1.50 for every transaction that they make above. I think they get two free transactions. And then there's other frivolous fees that they charge. And they're set to renew that contract by the end of this year.
So what are some of those other fees that you call frivolous?
Well, it involves a fee that's connected with if you go to the bank teller, there's a $3 charge for that. There's if you make more than three transactions, there's fees for that. If you access the information or want to get your balance, there's a fee for that. So there's a number of fees that they've charged. I think they're looking to make some changes with the fee structure going forward, but it's not enough.
All right. Well, these fees, I guess you could deem them unacceptable because they're to unemployed folks, but I would imagine that the services that Chase provides have to be paid for. How do we do that?
Well, you know, again, the state contract roughly pays them anywhere from a couple hundred thousand per year. We're not totally opposed to all of the fees. Certainly, people who do business with banks get charged fees, but I think the bank could afford to waive some of these fees for individuals who've been employed. We've had a long-term unemployment problem in the state of Michigan, and every dollar counts for these citizens. It's no reason for them to nickel and dime these particular individuals because of the work or lack of a work situation in this state. There's other states that have basically renegotiated these contracts, and that's what we're asking Michigan to do. California, Arizona, and Oregon, they cut or eliminated these fees for unemployed citizens, and Michigan can do the same thing.
Do you feel like these unemployed people are being gouged?
Well, I would say that every dollar that a person who's on long-term unemployment receives is a dollar that they have to make count. And I think that, you know, the pockets of Chase Bank could stand a little bit of giving, especially around this time of year, so that these families can put food on the table. We're talking basic necessities for these working, for these unemployed workers.
All right. As I read here, on top of receiving $830,000 from the state through September 30th, with an additional authorization of $500,000, the bank also charges unemployed residents a variety of fees to use their debit cards. Now, has anything been done to let the state know that you're against this and then maybe make some changes, and what's been the result of those requests?
Well, we as Services Employees International Union, we developed a committee, and our committee got together. And the committee was of frontline workers, and we provided what we thought was some new solutions to the state of Michigan, so that we could look at efficiencies. We could look at a better way of providing services to the citizens. So we've basically made a proposal on improving Michigan's unemployment agency, a proposal for better customer services from frontline workers within the public employee system. So we're looking for them to negotiate a better deal, and that way we can help all Michigan families. It helps the employees' families as well, because some of their husbands and wives and brothers and sisters have been unemployed for an extended period of time.
Now, is it the Unemployment Insurance Agency that deals with this?
Yes.
Okay.
Specifically, that is the bulk of the individuals that I represent, and they deal with these types of issues.
All right. Do you have a deadline, or is there a time you're looking to get something resolved with this?
Well, we made the proposal back in August of this year. And the administrators have yet to, they've met with us, but they have yet to really sit down and talk with us to resolve these issues.
All right. Do you think that they will?
We are pressing forward, and our best estimate is that we'll have them sit down and talk with us. We're going to continue to put the pressure on and make sure that we can all work together to resolve these issues in Michigan.
Philip Patrick is the Divisional Vice President for SEIU Local 517. And, Philip, thanks so much for your time this morning. Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you and your family. Thank you.